Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden's trip through the West ended in Oregon on Saturday, where he urged support for the state's Democratic candidate for governor. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Ehrlich reports.
Polls show a tight gubernatorial race between Democrat Tina Kotek and Republican Christine Drazen, with unaffiliated candidate Betsy Johnson also pulling votes to her side. Appearing in Portland, Biden urged voters to rally behind Kotek. He also highlighted some key Democratic wins, like health reforms in the Inflation Reduction Act.
An Inflation Reduction Act gives Medicare, the power to negotiate lower prescription drug costs for the first time.
Oregon hasn't had a Republican governor since the 1980s, but in recent years, skyrocketing home prices, homelessness, and intense wildfires have increased tensions within its established political parties. For NPR News, I'm April Ehrlich in Portland, Oregon.
Police in Stockton, California say they've arrested a man they believe is responsible for the killing of six people. 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was pulled over by officers early Saturday morning after he left his home.
He was wearing dark clothing and had a mask around his neck. He was also armed with a firearm when he was taken into custody. We are sure we stopped another killing.
That's Police Chief McFadden. There have been five killings in Stockton since July that have been linked to the same person. A sixth death police believe to be related happened in Oakland, California last year. Police say Brownlee's arrest was made possible by hundreds of tips coming in from local residents. The Department of Defense has authorized another major shipment of military equipment and medical supplies to Ukraine. It's the 23rd shipment to the country in the last year. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
The latest drawdown from U.S. stockpiles includes artillery shells, anti-tank systems, rockets, small arms ammunition, and vehicles. Military equipment the Ukrainian army desperately needs as it continues to try to defend against Russian offensives in the country's east and south, and as it pushes its own advances into Russian-held land. Not included in the shipment, and wanted by Ukrainian officials, are air defense systems. Russia has renewed widespread missile strikes against Ukraine in the last week, repeatedly hitting targets around Kyiv, the country's capital, and here in western Ukraine. The strikes have damaged energy infrastructure and are leading to power outages in many regions and towns. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Lviv.
U.S. and Canadian military planes delivered supplies to the Haitian National Police on Saturday. The tactical and armored vehicles and other equipment will be used to combat criminal gangs that are blocking access to fuel, water, and other basic supplies in parts of that country. More than 4 million people in the Caribbean nation face acute food insecurity, in large part because of the behavior of those gangs. You're listening to NPR News. Greek police say 92 migrants were found near the northern land border with Turkey, naked and some with physical injuries. The BBC's Danny Eberhard has the details.
Greek police say investigations with the EU border agency Frontex established that the men had been pushed by Turkey into Greek territory using plastic boats to cross the river. Greece's migration minister, Notis Mitarakis, accused Turkey of acting in a way that shamed civilization, but he nevertheless published a photo of the naked men that had been only sparingly blurred. Ankara has not yet responded. The Greek authorities say the men were immediately given clothing, food, and first aid.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has installed a new Treasury chief and abandoned a plan to cut to the corporation tax. The cut was previously a centerpiece of a British economic plan that sparked weeks of market and political turmoil there. Now, Britain's new finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, says the UK faces what he terms difficult decisions in the future. Willem Marx reports.
The fourth British finance minister this year, Hunt told the BBC that mistakes had been made with last month's tax proposals by offering cuts for the country's highest earners and pushing forward with a plan that had not been independently assessed. He promised to be honest with the British public, but warned that difficult decisions on government spending lay ahead.
That's Willem Marx reporting from London. In one of the biggest upsets so far this college football season, Chase McGrath made a 40-yard field goal as time ran out Saturday to give number 6 Tennessee a 52-49 win over number 3 Alabama. Many of the 100,000 Tennessee fans stormed the field to celebrate the win. Despite their ranking, Alabama has struggled in several games this year. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.